Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest was supernaturally taught how to play the piano. And when he plays the piano, the atmosphere of heaven comes on the scene. And people are healed, they're given supernatural peace, and sometimes very unique signs occur, amazing signs. For instance, he was doing a segment for us in the School of the Supernatural yesterday, and gold dust appeared all over his clothing. Would you like to hear some of this supernatural music?
Yes!
Sid Roth here with Joshua Mills, and Joshua, you are, and this is quite a heritage, you're a fifth-generation Pentecostal.
I am.
But you said you didn't see many miracles.
Well, you know what, I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and it was a really nice church, and I'm thankful for our loving family and all that kind of stuff. But the truth is, we were Pentecostal by name, but much more conservative by practice. We believed in a lot of spirit-filled things. We believed in healing. We believed in prophecy. We believed in those things. But it was very rare for us to actually go after them by faith and actually see them manifest in a Sunday service.
But things changed when you were 16.
They did. When I was 16 years old, my parents took me to special church anniversary services. And when I walked in that church, things were happening that I had never, ever seen anywhere in my life. People were manifesting. I now understand people were manifesting in the Holy Spirit. But I actually didn't really like what I was seeing. I thought it was weird. It was unusual. And I actually sat down.
I don't know if anyone can see this, but you're beginning to get gold dust on your...
I can see that
all
now.
Over.
Yeah, it's coming
all
on the,
over
my
right
arm.
Now.
You know, these are some of the things that happen when the Holy Spirit shows up.
Now you behave yourself.
Yeah, we're. Okay. This is gonna be good. I can tell this is gonna be good.
I can tell. Okay, we're back to your age 16. You're seeing all these things that you don't understand.
The Holy Spirit showing up, I don't understand it. I sit down in the church. The next thing I know, the Holy Spirit comes upon me in a very personal way, literally catapults me out of my chair. I end up on the floor, rolling and laughing hysterically, like the loudest laughter you could ever think of. And I'm rolling and
was that
on the floor.
The kind of person you were?
I was conservative. I mean, I was a good Christian boy. I was, you know, I sat down and I did what I was told. I was just a nice, quiet young boy. And the next thing I know, I am loud and hysterical, and I'm laughing for 1 hour, 2 hours. For hours, I'm laughing until the end of the church service. And I'm still glued to the floor.
Glued and to the floor?
I can't get up. I can't bring myself to get up, to stand up. And my parents were there, and so my parents ended up taking me, putting me into the back of their car, and I laughed the whole way home. And it's amazing, when we got home, my parents put me in the basement because my bedroom was upstairs and they wanted to sleep. And so they put me downstairs, and I ended up literally laughing my way to sleep. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that's what God was doing. He was literally strengthening me and giving me something that I had never had before in my life. The Holy Spirit was becoming so real to me. It's like the lights came on and everything was different. The next morning, I had more of a love for God. I had a desire to spend time with God. It was no longer just a Bible story. Now this was was living, breathing. I mean, God is real. Jesus is real. He's alive. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I got so excited about this reality that I just want to be with him.
So what he's saying is he went from a professional Pentecostal to normal.
I was.
Normal is defined by the Bible.
Thank God.
So then, you have to understand, when he was a young kid, he had piano lessons, a few. What did the teacher say about your
the
piano?
The teacher told my mother to stop wasting her money. She said, don't bring Joshua back. He will never, ever learn how to play piano. That's what she told my mother.
But after this encounter with God, he had an insatiable desire to worship God. So he goes to the piano, and what happens?
I end up sitting at that piano, and the Holy Spirit begins to teach me. The Holy Spirit begins to train me. The Holy Spirit begins to instruct you. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will teach you in all things, and that means all things.
How many songs have you written?
Oh, gosh. The last they officially counted, it was over 600 songs, and that was, Sid, about 10 years ago that number had come up. And so it's been thousands, because every time I'm in the presence of God, he's giving me new songs, and I'm writing new songs constantly. Anybody who's ever been in my meetings knows that generally in that meeting, we're going to have two or three brand new spontaneous songs that come down from heaven into the atmosphere.
And speaking of atmosphere, when we come back, I'm going to have Joshua teach you how you can be in the atmosphere of heaven 24/7 in your marriage, in your job, in your worship, in your finances. It is the most phenomenal thing, because in his presence is fullness of joy. Fullness. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. Reserve your place and get ready to experience Israel, the land of the supernatural, with Sid and Joyce Roth.
November 24th to December 3rd, 2015. It's the perfect temperature, and the land is calling your name.
Visit the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane, Calvary, and take communion at the Garden Tomb. Visit the Upper Room, Qumran, the home of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and receive ministry as you travel across the Sea of Galilee. If you like, you can be baptized in the Jordan River, the Jewish way, the way Jesus was baptized, and so much more.
The price for this 10-day adventure includes round-trip airfare from New York City, hotel, all taxes, all tips included.
Don't miss out on going with Sid Roth on this Israel tour for this special low price. Please specify the Sid Roth Israel trip when you call, or visit sidroth.org/Israel.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, well, Joshua's just sitting on this set, and I saw it happen before my eyes. The gold dust started materializing, but this gold dust, it's a biblical thing. Well, just give me a couple of passages. Go on.
The Bible says that the silver and the gold is mine, says the Lord. That's in Haggai. So it all belongs to God. Another thing is, you know, in the Old Testament, Solomon was given instruction to build the temple using, overlaying it with gold, ornamenting it with gold. And we know that in this day, it's not, the temple of God is not a temple that's made by the hands of man, but we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the temple of God. And I believe that God's choosing to pour out his glory and signs of his glory upon his people, just like Acts 2 says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He's choosing to pour out his glory on us.
Yeah, but in an elevator? Tell me about that.
Well, you know, quite a few years ago, I was ministering in Toronto, and I was getting ready for the meeting, and I went down, I was going down to go downstairs. And when I got to the elevator, the door opened. I didn't have any gold on me. I mean, I just looked plain as day, whatever. I go to walk in the elevator. As soon as I walked in that elevator, it was like some kind of supernatural dump truck from heaven opened up over my head. And literally the gold of heaven poured from the top of my head all the way right down to my feet. And I was covered in gold, not just a few specks, like millions. It wouldn't be an exaggeration to say millions, because I looked like I was painted with gold.
I wasn't in that elevator, but I have seen you like that.
Right.
It is a sign and a wonder.
It happens on occasion. It's just God's glory. And there was three people standing on that elevator, and they were watching me. I mean, they literally saw me come on the elevator, no gold. The next thing they know, I'm covered with gold. They don't know what's happening, but they start freaking out. And they're shouting and screaming, making all these sounds. And I'm standing there like thinking, what am I going to say? And the next thing I know, the elevator door closes behind me, and I realize these people are on for the ride, whether they like it or not. And God has a way of setting people up and getting them into a place of encountering His glory, and that's what He did. And in a moment, God spoke to me and gave me the words to say. I said, this is a miracle from God because Jesus loves you. And that's all I had to say. I didn't realize, later on I found out, that there was someone in downtown Toronto that was had been telling them that afternoon the gospel message and trying to preach the gospel to them, and they just continued to walk. But the Bible says in Mark 16, verse 20, signs will confirm the word that's been preached. And you know what? They walked right onto that elevator, into that place where God was about to manifest a sign to confirm His word. And when that sign came and I said, this is a miracle from God because Jesus loves you, tears began to well up in the one lady's eyes, and all three of them ended up giving their hearts to Jesus as Lord and Savior by the time we got to the lobby level. It was that easy. It was simple.
You know, this gift that Joshua has when he plays the piano, I've been listening to it lately. It brings such supernatural peace. Tell me about the woman in the hospital who started listening to your music. She was in a coma, I believe.
Well, you know, what happened was she ended up, they found out, she didn't realize, but she had a tumor in the back of her head.
Oh.
And they took her to the hospital. They found the tumor. They thought, this is going to be a routine surgery, no problem. They went to take the tumor out, and the next thing they knew, they cut an artery, and she started bleeding. All of a sudden, the surgery, instead of being simple, it got very complicated, and one thing led to the next. She ended up in a coma. They had to remove a portion of her skull. They ended up putting it in her stomach. She ended up on life support. They called her sisters to come in because it was a very serious situation. And this, I thank God that the one sister had been in my meetings and actually had one of my CDs. And she brought it up with her to the hospital. And when all hope was gone and the doctors wanted to take her off life support, the sister began playing the CD all night to her in her ears. And it just over and over and over, just soaking within the atmosphere of the glory. And said the next day, when the doctor came in, this lady's name was Mary Jo, and she was able to move her pinky. By that night, she was beginning to walk. The doctor said, even if she came to, the most likely she would be disabled her entire life, that she wouldn't be able to walk, she wouldn't be able to talk properly, that she wouldn't be able to move. The second day, she was moving around the hospital room so much that they had to put her in what's called a butterfly bed because they didn't want her to get out. They needed a container for the healing process. And it's amazing. God did this supernatural miracle with her by her being in the right atmosphere of glory, by just soaking in the atmosphere of heaven. Heaven literally was released on earth into her physical body. It's awesome.
Tell me a few ideas, like you mentioned one right now, to have the atmosphere of heaven. You
right.
told me in your house you have speakers in every room, and you're playing music such as yours and other
right.
people. What difference is this making your home?
You know what? It costs a lot of money to put those speakers in my home, but the right atmosphere is priceless. And what the right atmosphere creates, money can't even buy. And so we ended up outfitting our house with these speakers so that we could just fill the home with the sounds of praise, which changes the atmosphere, and then worship, which sustains the realm. And day in and day out, we have this atmosphere just releasing the glory of God within our home. We just had a baby 2 weeks ago, and so I'm really excited about that. Her name's Legacy. And
that's a great name.
It is an awesome name.
But was your wife pregnant the whole time that she was within your wife? She was hearing that worship music.
She was. We kept them incubated, if you will, within the atmosphere of glory. And when Legacy was born, she was born so healthy and beautiful. And we actually played worship music even in the hospital. And my wife was able to give a pain-free, natural, I believe supernatural, childbirth in the glory because of the atmosphere of heaven being present.
Well, how about your marriage? How does the atmosphere of heaven affect your marriage?
The glory of heaven infiltrates our marriage with the atmosphere of unity. It brings the atmosphere of healing. It brings the atmosphere of reconciliation. It releases the atmosphere of peace within our home. It's amazing what the glory of God does. It even comes to give creative ideas and solutions.
I'll tell you what. You businessman that's worried about your whether you're going to continue getting money in your job, you businessman that has a problem that you can't figure out how to solve, do you realize, you student that's doing a special term paper, how would you like an idea from heaven for your term paper? When we come back, I'm going to have Joshua tell you some amazing things that have happened to people by just being in the atmosphere of heaven. I want to find out a few more ways of getting in that atmosphere. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Joshua Mills' powerful glory immersion teaching, Keys to Living in the Glory Realm, which includes his simple supernatural book and workbook, plus his powerful book, Atmosphere, Creating a Realm for Miracles and Success, and his audio soaking music CD, Spirit Spa. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9315. Through Joshua Mills' powerful book and workbook, Simple Supernatural, you will learn that you have been call to walk in the supernatural ways of heaven while demonstrating God's supernatural kingdom here on earth. Learn how to live in the glory realm, win souls supernaturally, manifest God's word, and heal the sick. Joshua Mills shares exciting personal testimonies, biblical keys, and practical guidelines that will launch you into a supernatural lifestyle. The workbook includes hidden revelation keys with questions to help guide you through the teaching in the book, powerful scriptures to proclaim and decree, keys to activate and apply the teaching to your life. Plus, through this additional book, Atmosphere, you will understand 20 things you need to know about your atmosphere. Learn how to develop an atmosphere for miracles and success. Included is this special bonus. You will want to soak 24/7 to Joshua Mills' anointed soaking music album, Spirit Spa. Don't miss out on Joshua Mills' powerful glory immersion teaching, Keys to Living in the Glory Realm, which includes his simple supernatural book and workbook, plus his powerful book, Atmosphere, Creating a Realm for Miracles and Success, and his audio soaking music CD, Spirit Spa. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9315. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9315 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I'll tell you what, I need a miracle. This atmosphere of heaven affects everything in your life. Everything. If you can operate in that atmosphere, for instance, tell me about how the atmosphere of heaven affects ideas.
Well, we were in Singapore several years ago, and I saw God releasing packages upon people, giving gifts, and they were coming down as just little tiny presents upon people. And in that atmosphere, I asked people to lift up their hands and just receive what God was doing. Well, there was a businessman from California who owned a bakery, and he began to receive these gifts from heaven. And as he was receiving them, God began to give him a download, literally a blueprint for the plan that he needed to follow in his business in order to do a gourmet line of pastries, gave him the whole detail of how to roll it out, how to make it functional, and God blessed it, and I ended up getting pastries on my doorstep for quite a while after that because God blessed him in such a wonderful way.
But it is amazing when you do things God's way, how you prosper. For instance, did you know you could be in the atmosphere of heaven for evangelism? Joshua and I both had good friends that are in heaven now, the Happy Hunters, and I never knew this, but they had a visitation from an angel telling people
Right.
To teach people the simplest, easiest way I've personally ever seen for evangelism. Tell me what this angel instructed them.
This angel came to Frances as she was sitting in a restaurant and said, would you like a new tool for soul winning? And of course, Frances was very excited to receive it. And at the time, she didn't even realize it was an angel. She thought it was just a man in the restaurant. So she said, yes, I like it. And he said, okay, I'll tell you how to do it. And so he instructed her. And then she said, wow, that's amazing. I've never heard anything like that. And he said, well, let me do it. I'll show you how this works. And she said, no, let me do it because you've told me how to do it. And so the waitress...
That sounds like Frances.
It was Frances. I mean, she was just a go-getter. And the waitress came to the table, and Frances asked the waitress, said, did you realize that there's only two kinds of waitresses that work at this restaurant? Those who are saved and those who are about to be, which one are you? And the next thing Frances knew, this waitress was crying, tears just coming out of her eyes, tears streaming down her eyes. She said, I need to be saved. I'm about to be saved. And when she said that, Frances just led her in the sinner's prayer, and she accepted the Lord. And Frances said that she had to go back behind the scenes for at least 10 minutes to kind of get herself together before she could even come back out again, because God had done such a transforming work in her life.
This is the difference between life and death. This is the difference between living and just living the way you are, living in the oxygen of heaven. If you like things the way they are, then don't say this prayer. But, you know, a very wise man said, if you keep doing the same things the same way and expect different results, you're meshuggah. You're crazy. Say this prayer with me. Dear God, please forgive me of all of my sins. I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes away my sins. And I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, I make Jesus my Messiah and Lord. Amen. Joshua, get to the piano right now, and I want you to play supernatural music. And you that said that prayer, I want you to know what God says. Though your sins be as scarlet, they're as white as snow, and you are righteous. And get ready for the simple supernatural through Joshua's music.
The glory realm. Realm of eternity, the realm of the heavenlies, the glory realm.
Come on, why don't you lift up your hands into that glory? What's here in the glory?
The realm of our heavenly King, it's the realm of God. It's a realm of God. It's the realm, it's the realm of God. It's the realm, and I want to live, I want to dwell in this realm forever, and I want to be in the secret place just to see your face, Lord.
Come on, why don't you stand in the secret?
Just stand in the glory. Oh, stand in the secret place. doing, how he's moving, what he's releasing. Just receive what God is doing, how he's moving, what he's releasing. Just receive, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Bala Monde, babe. Joshua Mills is an anointed minister of the gospel, worship leader, and author. Wherever Joshua goes, the realm of God's glory follows. Now he wants to impart to you how to transform the very atmosphere from the natural into the supernatural. Call now and get Joshua Mills' powerful glory immersion teaching, Keys to Living in the Glory Realm, which includes his simple supernatural book and workbook, plus his powerful book, Atmosphere, Creating a Realm for Miracles and Success, and his audio soaking music CD, Spirit Spa. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9315.
I wanted to give practical keys that will help open up this dimension of divine supernatural healing, being filled and operating with the power of God, seeing people get saved.
Through Joshua Mills' powerful book and workbook, Simple Supernatural, you will learn that you have been called to walk in the supernatural ways of heaven while demonstrating God's supernatural kingdom here on earth. Learn how to live in the glory realm, win souls supernaturally, manifest God's word, and heal the sick. Joshua Mills shares exciting personal testimonies, biblical keys, and practical guidelines that will launch you into a supernatural lifestyle. The workbook includes hidden revelation keys with questions to help guide you through the teaching in the book, powerful scriptures to proclaim and decree, keys to activate and apply the teaching to your life. Plus, through this additional book, Atmosphere, you will understand 20 things you need to know about your atmosphere. Learn how to develop an atmosphere for miracles and success to abound in your life. Included is this special bonus. You will want to soak 24/7 to Joshua Mills' anointed soaking music album, Spirit Spa.
You know, this music has been used all over the world in spas, in doctor's offices, in teaching classrooms. The amazing thing is, because there's no words, no lyrics on the CD, it's just an atmosphere. It's a soaking CD that's filled with the atmosphere of God's glory, which releases the healing presence of God. It releases the glory realm of God, the heavenly atmosphere into your home, into your workplace, wherever you go.
You know what I love about it is, if someone hasn't been mentored in the supernatural, it's perfect. But if someone has, and they're not activated, they've been taught and taught and taught, this simple supernatural will start with the basic. You know, I want you to be normal. Normal is defined by the Bible.
Don't miss out on Joshua Mills' powerful glory immersion teaching, Keys to Living in the Glory Realm, which includes his simple supernatural book and workbook, plus his powerful book, Atmosphere, Creating a Realm for Miracles and Success, and his audio soaking music CD, Spirit Spa. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9315. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9315 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Could many churches be nothing more than warehouses storing people for hell? My guest is going to expose something that is perverse in Christianity.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.